Hunter.
Good morning, 812. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
What up?
You know what this theme song is from?
I don't. Makes me want to play video games, though.
It's from Knight Rider.
What is Knight Rider?
You don't know what Knight Rider is? Are you serious?
You're going to get mad at me for asking.
You seriously don't know what Knight Rider is?
Just kidding. I totally know what Knight Rider is.
What is Knight Rider?
It's a guy.
Our marriage is depending on this.
Oh, Knight Rider. Doesn't he have flames?
No.
No, wait, hold on.
That's Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, dang it.
Knight Rider.
Oh, so close.
For God's sake.
But he rides, right?
I can't believe I married you. I can't believe you.
He rides in the night. That's the basis of the movie. I've totally have seen it, I swear.
No.
He rides in the night.
Not even close. It is an amazing 80s sitcom.
You lost me at 80s sitcom.
David Hasselhoff, talking car, Kit.
What? Kit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
That's Knight Rider. No, it's not a movie.
Wait, it's a series?
You know what?
What?
It's a series.
I remember hearing Kit, the car.
Yeah, Kit, the talking car.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff.
I recall that. Actually, I don't recall David Hasselhoff being
How do you not recall the Hoff? You don't hassle the Hoff,
I
lady.
I don't care about the Hoff.
Oh, my God. Anybody know a good divorce lawyer?
Are we getting divorced now?
Yes.
Yay!
Knight Rider caused our divorce.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
All right. You heard about the false missile launch alert in Hawaii?
Hawaii? Hawaii.
I don't know why.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That's how
you do it. So if you don't know what happened, there was a false missile attack alarm. So
someone pushed the wrong button and set off an alarm for the entire country.
And it said there's an inbound missile headed towards Hawaii. Obviously a very scary thing.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how I would react. You know, we live close to these nuclear plants. If someone accidentally hit the wrong button and said the nuclear plants have exploded, like that would be terrifying, right?
Yeah, this is true.
Well, I think we found the only thing that gets people to stop watching porn.
Oh.
Because after the alarm went off, the porn traffic dramatically dropped. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at how much that porn. So that is when.
Who makes this report? That is an awful graph.
There are dedicated. They're doing it one-handed. You know, that's the best they can do one-handed.
Who made this?
But look at how much it dropped during when that. So here's when the.
A missile launch is a boner killer for sure.
That's true. I don't know. I might try and pop one more off.
Maybe some people like to be scared and,
I would.
Are you into that?
I would say, you know, I'm going to try.
I got one more.
Let's get it out.
Well, maybe they went to go find like a significant other to have their last.
Just grab the first person. You're it. I don't want to. So that's when the missile was launched. That was the lowest it got. And then here's the funny thing. When everyone realized that it was false alarm.
It went it went up 48%
after they realized it was fake.
Sweet relief.
So apparently, would that be, what's that called? When like a near-death experience?
Oh,
apparently,
your adrenaline.
You're like super horny after that.
No.
That's why I'm constantly jerking the wheel in the car with you in there.
You do notice that instead of getting pleasured, I usually just kick you in the balls.
I know. I'm hoping that one of these times I'm going to do it. It's going to scare you real good, and you're just going to be like, pull over right now. I have to have you.
I have to. Keep dreaming.
Take me now. No, usually it's just me getting punched in the shoulder and being called an a-hole.